Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, June 27th, 2020. It is 10:05. Give us a call, the Dollar Doctors, 716-803-1520 or 800-879-7541. Or go to the chat room at sapriston.com. Go ahead. So I get no plug.
Okay, right now the phone numbers are 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. The show is available every Saturday morning live streaming at sapriston.com. And if you go to sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you're all set. Also at the website, all our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to the website, sapriston.com, you click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, and click on that, and then click on the archives, and you're all set with all of the old shows. So if you want to replay a show, you want to listen to a show that you might have missed, it's available there. Also, finally, last but not least, at the website, there is our free economic report.
Which isn't bad today. Shows that the market's dropped and gold went up. That's all I care about. And interest rates dropped a little bit.
That's all that matters?
It's all that matters to me. But I enjoy listening to you and David every Saturday on the computer when I'm in Florida.
Oh, there you go. We appreciate that.
And get a lot of great ideas.
Also at the website, if you don't want to give us a call for some reason, although we do want to talk to you, but if you don't want to, you want to use the chat box, once again, go to sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and right away you're at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So right now, phone lines usually are wide open, and they are. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. I think we have a garbage truck in the background or something.
I
don't know what the hell that is, but anyway.
A
whatever
wood chipper,
it is.
And they're going to do that for the whole show? Yeah, I don't know.
So if you hear the noise, it's a wood chipper in the background. But give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free.
It was a garbage truck.
800-879-7541. So, not
so
a
how's the chat room? Anything on there?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Relax. Let me say, I'll make a comment.
Do you have anything to say? Can you say something off the cuff?
I have something off the
cuff. All right, go ahead.
I looked into Investor's Business Daily, and I looked at the market pulse, and they are still in a confirmed uptrend. And that means green light.
Green light.
So far. And they've had four, I think they've had three NASDAQ distribution days and five S&P distribution days.
I thought something flipped when they have more than 4 days. Doesn't
it depends.
Flip?
It depends how quick. If it was all in a week or 2 week span, yes.
Okay.
But otherwise, no. And if you want to understand distribution days, maybe you can Google it. And if not, you can buy one of
the books. When the market goes down and the volume is higher than the previous day is a distribution day.
And they're saying that it's institutions selling. And the institutions run the markets.
That's baloney.
So they say.
Baloney.
Well, institutional buying.
Computers run the market, not institutions.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
And as
I just read a great book about that.
About the computers?
Well, how they crashed the market, I don't know, when was it? 2011, when the market opened up down many thousands of points. You know, it was one guy in his bedroom that did it. And he traded against the algorithms. Very interesting.
Well, it's interesting because I think on the chat box, it looks like Art is on the chat box.
Very good.
He says, it's super to hear you, Willard. Are you back in New York?
I am in New York.
Under the wire.
Under the wire. I have my mask.
But he's asking, check on the closing price for TWCUX. Because Yahoo Finance showed 58.16, and today's Barron said 60.63.
Well, seems to me we lost some.
No, you're on stock charts. Go back to NASDAQ.
Yeah. It's not. It's gone.
But I don't know how it went.
I don't either, because I didn't touch anything.
No, there you go.
But I can get it here.
But anyway, you can get it.
Yeah, TWCUX.
Right.
Here we go. Now, I think this service uses Thompson, mm-hmm. which is what we use at the office.
TWCUX. And sometime in the near future, you will get that information.
Well, according to Investor's Business Daily, and they use Thompson, closed at 58.16.
See, so you're worse off than you thought.
And I would just check to see if they paid a distribution or a special dividend, which might account for it. Either that or...
Normally not this time of year.
Normally not this time of the year. And you've got a 50-day moving average at 55, so you're above that. And you have a 20-day at 58, so you're on the 20-day moving average. It's really not bad.
Oh, it still looks okay.
It looks great.
I just warned them before what happened in 1999, 2000.
I remember.
Big trash. Big trash.
Not that we want to let anyone know how old we are, but I guess they know.
So, be careful of that fund if the market turns, especially if the NASDAQ starts getting hit. That could be a major problem for that fund. Last week was a very unpleasant week in the market. The Dow Jones dropped 3.3%, S&P dropped 2.9%, and the NASDAQ only declined 1.9%. So we shall see what happens, because at the end of the week, everything looked like it was going to be all right. But then, any number of things. They could blame the rise in, the virus cases. Which, I don't know what the term is, but, President Trump was right. You know, with all the new testing, you're picking up a lot of people who had it, It's not like these are new cases. These are people who had it, to begin with. Is anybody surprised by that? If you are, then you haven't been paying attention to what's going on. So the more you test, that's why I always wondered about China. They've got the biggest population in the world. How did they have so few cases? Impossible.
They don't test.
Yep.
Good morning, Victor.
Hey, Willard, you sound great.
You sound good. I listen to you every week when you call in.
No problem.
And I took your advice on the AAII, and I went and looked on that article on psychology.
Huh?
Remember?
I was 4 out of 6.
Yeah, and so I copied that, and I'm mailing it to every client we have.
Was that a great article? Or
wonderful,
what, huh?
Wonderful.
And it's so true, you know?
Yep.
I'm going to put you to work, Willard, right off the bat here.
That's good, because I deserve a break, so.
All right, here's the deal. I'm with your opinion, because I respect it, obviously. Somebody's got $10,000 to invest between now and they're cashing out December 31st. More total return, splitting the $10,000 half and half GLD gold in a 20-year treasury versus S&P 500. What would you do?
Golden treasury.
Golden treasury, 20-year. You do the golden treasury.
Take a look.
I would.
Look at the relative strength.
I would agree with you.
They may not move as quickly, but I feel that it's in this environment right now, and given what they're doing with all the stimulus and creating money, I think it's a good play until it isn't. I think rates stay the same or go lower. I know Peter feels differently, and I think gold continues to improve. Maybe goes back to that old high. I thought it was 1900. Peter, do you remember?
Not really, but yeah.
And I think at the very worst, you still have your 10 grand at the end of your self-imposed term, the end of the year.
And what would you do, Peter?
What would I do? Well, yeah. Number one, you have the end of the quarter rebalancing coming up June 30th. So a lot of the big pension funds and insurance, whatever, have to rebalance. Now, everybody's assuming that they're going to sell stocks and buy bonds because they made so much money in stocks. But I don't think they made money in stocks. I think they were too conservative. And it's possible it might even go the other way. They sell bonds and buy stocks because they may have too high a percentage of bonds right now. So that's going to make things more tricky, you know. So, you know,
what you didn't ask was, how old is the person investing the money? Most of our clients are 70 to 90 years old, so they're interested in holding on to their money.
63-year-old guy in good shape.
Yeah, you could put a quarter into the S&P 500 or the Qs, but the rest stays in the golden treasuries, in my opinion.
Yeah, but this is someone who's got enough invested in stocks already.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't buy any stocks.
But it's got money sitting in a money market collecting nada.
You know, we run a very large account for one of the foundations, and they are always on us to stay fully invested. And quite frankly, I hate it. And we learned stocks 30 years ago from Howard Ebert, who said you got to have a quarter to half your money in cash or you can't take advantage of an opportunity. And when the market was volatile and dropping, he was in there buying because he had the cash. So it depends how you're looking at things, but running a fully invested portfolio is nuts, in my opinion.
And plus, he can always look for deals in CDs, too, you know, where he might get 1.5%. It's better than the money market.
So you go with what Willard and I chose, Peter? You go with the split?
Well, what's he trying to accomplish?
When he was trying to get as much as he can out of the 10 grand by December 31st. That's what he's trying to accomplish.
Okay, so why wouldn't he put some in CDs?
So put the whole thing...
I'm just saying, look around for the deals on CDs, and if you could get 1.5%, put some in there, right?
So you wouldn't go strictly S&P 500, right? No.
No, because you said he's already heavily in stocks.
You said we only have 6 months here, so you cut us off, so to speak.
Yeah, but don't you think he could get more bang? He doesn't? Okay, getting back to what you said about the CDs, though, don't you think there's some upside with the GLD?
There should be.
I think you have an $1,800 target. I was just looking at the high the last 10 years. It was in 2000. 11 or 12, and I'm looking GLD at 1885.31, which is $1,853. And I'm looking at a date of October 31st, 2011.
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. I'm in this IBB. Don't you think IBB's extended? I've been dollar cost averaging IBB for a year and a half now, and I'm that and two other funds, and I'm thinking of putting more money in. That's one I'm thinking of more, just keeping it in a money market because you think it's extended. It's so far above its moving averages.
What is the symbol?
IBB, the biotech.
Oh, the biotech.
Yeah, we're familiar with it. I'll let Peter answer, then I'll give you my opinion.
Well, once again, what are you trying to accomplish?
Is this by December, or is this an investor?
No, this is not. This is a guy who's got...
Your question.
Good amount of money in cash, and he's been dollar-cost averaging in the market, and he's probably 75% invested towards his total, but he usually buys on pullbacks, and he usually buys the three mutual funds at the ETFs at the same time. So he usually waits for a pullback, and he asked me to look at the IBB chart the other day, and I says, you may, in here, I told him, hold off a while. I said, you're already in pretty good. It's taking a run. You're going to get a chance in the next 6-8 months to buy it at a cheaper price. That's the opinion I gave the guy.
Well, how much percent of his portfolio is in IBB?
It's a total of about 8%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Small amount. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Okay.
I mean, you're at the 10-day moving average right now.
Right.
And when you look at the relative strength line, which is just a line, it's 85 out of 100. And if you compare it to the S&P relative strength line, it's sloping down, and this is sloping up at about the, 1:30, 2 o'clock angle. And I looked at a very interesting video on that a guy that uses the Wyckoff method, Peter's familiar with it, that also uses point and figure, and he showed a breakout using the point and figure of, I think, a 5-year base on biotech, and his estimate was, I think, 210 on IBB like that, as opposed to it's a 135, but that's very long term, and you're talking several years. So I think it's a good investment. I think it will solve the virus eventually. It's one of those companies in there. But if he's already got 8%, I think you wait. If you're lucky, your 50-day is 130, and it's at 135. Are you going to be patient for only 5 points? I don't know.
Yeah, well, the other thing to look at, too, is 135 is an important support area, too, because that's where it broke out from.
Very.
So.
See it?
Yeah. Then below that, I agree, 130, then 125. So depends on him. If he's worried about missing out, what can I tell you?
The one last chart, then I'll go give somebody else a chance. Look at the chart of BMO. I just sold some 45 puts yesterday on this thing. It's at very good valuations right now, and there's actually decent premium in the 45.
No, where's the averages on this thing?
Anyway? Okay, here we go. You got it. The stock's at 51.57.
Right.
You've got a 10-day at exponential at 54.43. So you're below that. You've got a 20-day at 54.04. You've got a 50-day at 51.08. That's where you are. On the 50.
And what strike did you put the put at?
I sold the 45.
Oh, okay.
And I got I got 50 cents of premium on this thing.
Yeah, I think that was a decent bet because when it tanked the last time, that's about the area it came down to. Yep.
That's how I picked that number, 45.
Yep, exactly,
Plus the valuation. Okay,
right.
Guys,
that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Great, well, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot, Vic.
Okay. right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open, very easy to get in right now. I will check the chat box, or you can go to our chat box. If you go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, there's the chat box, and you can type in your question, type in a symbol, and if you do, let us know when you put a symbol in what you're looking to do with it. And let me take a look and see if there's anything new on here. Always got to remember to go down the bottom of the page. Okay. Somebody says, Engaged Being says, looking to buy LITE. What are our views on that?
It's a basic material stock, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No, provides optical communication.
Right.
Photonic products for manufacturing.
Okay, so.
Life sciences.
What's it look like there?
Well, it's above the 200-day. In fact, it bounced off recently with a relative strength of 82. It is being accumulated by mutual funds. Are you looking for an entry point?
He says he's looking to buy.
Well, the 20 days at 75.5 and it closed at 76.14.
Would you buy it here? Or would you?
I buy half here.
You buy half here?
Okay. No. And if it dropped to the 200, which is 72, could buy more. But I mean, the difference between 72 and 76, right?
Oh, yeah, no question.
And it's outperforming 82% of the stocks in the IBD.
So its relative strength is strong, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like, if I look at the daily chart, it's forming a triangle.
Yeah.
And if it broke above about
81.
81 or so, that would be a breakout of a triangle and would give you a short-term target at least around 15, 81, 96, which would be maybe a new all-time high for it. So looks good, and where would you reevaluate it?
Drop below the 200.
Which is where?
72.
It closed at?
76.
So you'd reevaluate it if it dropped below 72. Very good.
There. You're welcome.
Okay. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we do not have anybody on the line right now, so I will check the chat box again. But we'll go to that.
And I'll have a question for you if there's no one.
I don't want any questions.
Sure.
I don't answer your questions.
This is good.
I don't
answer
your questions.
No, I know you don't. Not even at work, usually.
No.
You're a CARP-er. C-A-R-P. CARP.
That's right. No. But right now, let's see. Nothing on the chat box right now. So, oh, there you go. Last week, it was noted that you use mutual funds in some of your managed funds. Quite a few of our managed funds. Matter of fact, a lot of them. Can you discuss how you select the funds? And we use ETFs. And are they both stock and bond?
Well, we do use TLT and TLH and IEF. Those are ETFs. And that's the 7 to 10, the 10 to 20, and the 20-year plus ETF against treasuries.
And
does that answer your question?
Well, also the mutual funds, some of the mutual funds we use are sector mutual funds. You know, we do those on a relative strength basis, you know, buying the funds in the stronger sectors, always monitoring it and see if the relative strength's changing. And then we have a number, you know, of other type of programs that...
And we put them through a daily screen.
Yeah.
Which will give us, guess what?
What?
A double bottom break. Or a double or triple bottom breakout.
Yeah, and then after that, you investigate
and, figure.
And look a little bit more into, you know, what's the fund all about? What are they in? And if everything matches up and you kind of like it, then we might make a purchase. So that's
many
what we do.
Yeah, many of the ETFs are cap weighted and not, they're not all equally weighted.
Not equally weighted, right.
And so you have to look and see what's in there.
All right. You've got Dominic in Sarasota on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
The blue chip buyer.
Yeah. I've got a couple. Well, one is a bank, HBT, Heartland Bank and Trust, and the other one is MET, Metropolitan.
A bank.
Well, you know, banks have may have a little egg on their face.
Yeah, but this one's a small farm country bank.
Does it pay a dividend?
Bloomington, Illinois, yeah. It pays 4.9%.
Well, if you look at what the Fed said.
And it's just gone public, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I think March of last year, was it this year?
Yeah, the Fed is capping dividends on banks. Plus, they will only allow you, or you will have to adjust your dividends in line with your earnings, okay?
We're on our way maybe to nationalizing the banks, and it's a little scary, but you have to adjust your dividends to earnings. And in the March quarter, the earnings were off 68%.
Were what?
Off
68%. Right.
Whereas in the December quarter, they were up 36. So, and the sales or revenue from the bank was down 15.
And what's the 12-month?
I'm looking for
12-month earnings.
P.E. ratio is 6, P.E. range 4 to 10. I don't get 12 months on this.
Okay.
Or I don't know how to look it up.
Oh, what's the price to earnings ratio?
6.
And what's it trading at?
12.
So they...
Two times earnings,
right?
I get
right,
it. So there
you go.
I'm going around a little bit.
Right, there you
not
go.
Not much, not as long as you. So what's your opinion? That's the whole thing. My opinion is... If the earnings in the sales, which run earnings, keep dropping, they're going to have to adjust the dividend based on the new rules.
So bottom line
is... Dominic, you buy these things for income.
Well, how much is the dividend anyway?
Well, I bought it when I got it out.
What is it?
4.9%.
Yeah, but what is the actual? That's 4.95, what, 60 cents they pay?
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like they're in threat with the earnings, because if the earnings are $2 a share.
Okay.
So, I mean, right now, they said, just be aware of that. If all of a sudden the earnings collapse, the dividend starts getting cut. Other than that, technically, it's at what? The
it's at 12:36, and you're on the 50-day moving average.
And where's the 200-day on this? It probably may not even be.
It isn't on here.
It hasn't been
around
long enough.
Yeah. It's only been around, I think, since December of 19.
Yeah, and if it dropped below the 50-day, it could drop to 11. So if you're not worried about that,
the low on the stock in March of this year. Was 9.918.
Mm-hmm. But 11 would fill a gap, and that's a possibility. But if it starts holding here at the 50-day, it could be a buy. I just, a little worried about the all banks in general, until they get this all straightened out with what the heck the Fed's doing. What's the other one you had there?
MetLife. MetLife. I had looked at that a few weeks ago. I liked it until it broke the 10 and 20-day moving average.
And it's sitting just about on the 50.
And you're sitting on the 50, which is $35, which is right where you are.
Yeah.
You've had high selling volume as of June 19th last week. And... the relative strength, which is something we follow a lot, dropped to 26 out of 100. It's in the bottom quartile.
And it looks like it died at the 200-day moving average.
Yes, it did. It died at 43. And I liked it because I thought it was going to break the 200-day.
Never anticipate.
I always do.
Never anticipate. But anyway, if it could hold
good advice.
Here. Watch it here, right? If it starts holding despite the rest of the banks going down or the market going down, it could be a buy. Otherwise, it could go back to 30 again.
Well, my wife had gotten some through her father because they had Metropolitan Insurance,
yep.
90 years ago. And as part of the deal, they got stock and stuff. So each of the kids then got stock from his after he passed away. Yeah. And I had bought some more myself about 32, and I was looking now because it was 32 or 30, and then it went up to, you know, it went down to 26 in March and then went back up, and it was up into the high 30s a little while ago, and then it's, I seen it came back down, but it's been sticking around 35 or 36.
I mean, it does pay 5%, right? For you, that's good.
Well, right, but I noticed the earnings were like 7 something a share, and they pay out $1.80 or, you know, so I was assuming hopefully they would have, even if they got a, you know, cut back the dividend or their earnings went down, or the earnings went down.
Well, it's well covered, yeah. It's well covered.
Well covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would only look, you know, for the possibility that it either holds about here is where it broke out recently, or it drops back to 30, you know.
Of course, it is a life insurance company.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people are dying. I don't know if they have MetLife policies.
Yeah. And, you know, and you can't like the fact that it died at the 200 day, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, either it holds here or it drops to 30.
Either way, you're not going to sell it as long as they keep that dividend, I imagine.
Right. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Willard, you got out of this hot weather, huh?
Last Wednesday evening.
Oh, did you? Because it's going to be 94 today.
It was hot, and I had a lot of complaints from the peanut gallery. We know who that is.
Yeah, but, well, if it's, you know, you're in air conditioning and stuff, so, you know, it's not bad. So
no, I thought it was fine.
All right, well, you guys
stay
well, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling,
Dominic.
Okay,
thank you very much. All right. Take care. Well,
thank you. Bye. Good morning, Bill.
I was going to give Pete a break and not call in this week.
Well, that's what Willard was supposed to do. But anyway.
Yeah, I heard you last week, and I heard that you were sick. I've been listening to you.
I kept telling myself for 6 months, I can't check out until I talk to Willard one last time.
You must have been really sick. How long were you in the hospital? Because you told everyone don't go to a hospital.
About 6-7 months.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, I'm gonna give you some advice I gave Pete. Stay the hell out of hospitals.
I cannot.
Years ago,
they were
always
you more.
A place to go to die. That's why you went to the hospital.
Well, the thing is, you got a 50-50 chance of really having a bad experience. And remember, I was in there before this virus stuff. So thank God I was out by the time the mass hysteria, but I had to get in the mass hysteria in nursing home / assisted living, which is, wow. You know, we were in quarantine for 2 months. 2 months! Nobody come in, nobody out. Wow. But, hey, I just kept thinking about Willard and Churchill Downs, and it got me through.
There you go, and you sound a lot better.
Sound much better.
Hey, Ward, that was good news. Churchill Downs, they're going to let 100,000 people in for the Derby. So that was good news.
That's terrific, unless 99,000 get sick.
Yeah, but you know what? Churchill Downs runs that state, so they'll find a way to put it.
Well, how many does it hold?
Well, you get 150 in there in heyday.
Okay.
And listen to this now. They're going to make some extra money because they're like evil, Churchill Downs. They had a thing. You could get your money back and the tickets for some of these seats are like, wow, you know, $1,500, $2,000. But if you could cut the date off like till April 29th, so if you didn't contact them by then, you're stuck, so there are no refunds. So they're gonna, you know,
make a ton of money.
Get people their way too. So, hey, but what? Okay, you get your pencil.
Oh yeah,
I got a live one here. This is a great one. Fantastic chart. Going to be really good in the coming recession. AZO.
AstraZeneca.
No, that's AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Yep. They put us out of business 20 years ago, but that's okay. We were going anyway. But I'm going to tell you, this company, they buy back so much stock, that if you hold it two or three more years, you might be the only holder that have any stock.
Well, they're not allowed to buy anymore, right?
Yeah, but look at the chart. Wow. This thing is going, wow.
Once it basically almost doubled, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that thing has been
in 130 days, it doubled.
See, they always mock Eddie Lampert about Sears and stuff. How many shares of AutoZone has he owned since $30? That's what I want to know. Tons. So, you know, they mock people for certain holdings. Then you find out what they really got. Not so much laughing anymore, but
yeah, well, that's why, because he's got so much money he could afford to have had a disaster in Sears, you know.
Exactly.
So, right.
Hey, remember, the one good winner takes care of about three or four losers, which I've known for the last 50 years. But, hey, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
That's true.
But
I can't believe this thing's 1,000. What is it at?
I know it's 600. I thought it was too much.
Yep.
Yeah, I was buying it. But listen. I was way late to the party. I sat back in the 400s after I watched it double, go up every single day. My brother and I were just shook our heads.
Unbelievable.
But here's the deal. I know all about them. They get every break in the book when they come into an area, like when they came into our area. They get a $2 million, the first inventory, free. $2 million inventory on like a small store. Yeah, they tell the suppliers, here, we need this, no charge. So, you know, they got a big advantage anyway. But, hey, Pete, I don't know, just a quick thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of charts are going to do a lot of bullish crossovers here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. What do you think?
It's a possibility, you know, possibility.
Well, I don't know.
I will tell you one thing, though. If people start getting very worried, which they should, that Trump's not going to win, that may change things. So,
yeah, well, that might be a good thing. The expectations are low coming into mid-October. A lot of selling, a lot of stocks stop going down. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I agree.
Right. All right, boy, I'm going to be around for a while, hopefully.
I hope
so,
too.
You sound great. Keep calling, will you? We enjoy your calls.
All right, you guys have a great day. Go Churchill Downs.
Okay. Take care.
Bill.
You know that Churchill Downs rebounded from 52 to 150?
I see. I saw. I was just looking at it. Yeah. AutoZone's cross, the weeklies is the 50s crossing the 200.
Yeah, it looks good, really. Yeah. So
we're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Saperston, Peter Greco. Call-in show brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Bright Securities, member FINRA SIPC, registered with MSRB and an RIA. How's that for a mouthful?
That's quite a few.
Go to our website, saperston.com, for the free economic research by Stone and McCarthy. Pretty good, and they got something on banks, too, as they should, given what's going on with the government. And I was going to ask you, I'll take that call. I was going to ask you about Beyond Meat and McDonald's, but we'll go to Jerry and Alden.
Good morning. Glad to see you back, Willard.
Thank you.
Hope you all went well in Florida.
Well, I listen to the show every Saturday, so it's part of my routine.
Okay.
So I'm still with everyone.
Okay. I have a question on a couple. I enjoyed your reminiscing on Howard Hewitt. I remember those days.
Well, that's, you're giving your age away, though.
Two stocks I'd like to ask about, BLO and PFG. I own some. I was just just wondering about a future.
Valero, V as in Victor?
Yes.
Yeah. It's looking sad. I'll say. And I'm looking at a weekly chart. I mean, it just dropped from 100 to 56. In March, I think it got all the way down to 30, but it's broken one of the important moving averages, which would be the 10-week. At 62, it's at 56. The relative strength line compared to the broad market is terrible, and the number for relative strength out of a possible 100 is 27.
Okay.
Now, this is apropos of most of the energy stocks. And what happened to Peter?
That's all right. I'm crawling under
the
table.
He's under the desk. Okay. Well, I looked over there, and he wasn't there. So I said, something's wrong here.
No, my computer died. I have to charge it.
I see. Okay.
So you're on your own.
I'm on my own, huh?
Yep.
They have a IBD has an accumulation distribution rating. A is the best. E, my daughter says E is for exit. This is a D minus.
Oh, okay.
I would check the dividend. I mean, they can't keep that up because the earnings were down last quarter 21% and the sales were down 9%, of course. Unless you're a bottom fisher, then I think it's different. But you know, be prepared for $30-$35 again. That's all.
Okay, that would be support.
Yeah, and maybe you'd buy it. Are you still down there?
I'm crawling down here. I'm getting very friendly.
I see that. I thought I had my dog with me. That's what he does. He rubs against my leg.
Well.
Okay, the second one is PFG.
Yeah.
I may be back in business, so we'll see.
I'm going to look just a little more at Valero. 31.
It's always something.
It's broken all moving averages. So if you had cash, you wouldn't buy Valero here. There's no indication. PFG is Principal Group?
Yeah.
We just did MetLife. For someone, it looks in the same basket. The relative strength is 27 out of a possible 100.
Died at the 200-day, just like the other one.
I said it looks like MetLife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with the 200-day. Yeah.
And you want to confirm that dividend's going to hold. And it did. It did give an accumulation ranking of B+, which means it's being accumulated.
Isn't it a little more versatile in that they manage? Don't they also manage 401s?
Yeah, and they do health and life insurance and retirement and annuities and related financial services.
But isn't low interest rates hurting all these companies?
Well, it depends whether they can get new business, just like our firm.
Right.
But generally, a banking institution can't make money when rates are low because they loan out at a spread. We don't loan.
Mm-hmm.
Principal, I don't think loans either.
I don't think so either, really.
So I think you're all right with Principal. Based on everything I can see, return on equity 12%, earnings per share growth rate 6%. It doesn't look half bad.
Where would you say support is?
You're there.
Okay.
I would say support is 38.29. Okay. Closed at 39.
I mean, it's always been a great company. It's just the question of, what's a bargain price?
Yeah, it's the times. And 37.50 to 38.50 is support.
And actually,
but what would you do? You wouldn't sell it. You'd look to buy more in the high 20s if it happened, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah,
assuming you didn't bet the ranch the first time around.
Right? And right now, it does look like it could go lower.
Well, look at the relative strength, of course.
And the next target is where around
30.74.
Yeah. So it looks like it'll go lower.
It's a great company, but someone once said, "Who was it? The only good stock is a stock. The only good company is a stock."
The only good stock is a. is a stock that goes up.
No, that's good. That's fine.
One more. that I owned and sold because it popped up, and that's KeyBank. I know what you said about banks, so.
It's been disappointing, but all the banks, I mean, look at M&T. Everyone buys M&T because it's local. That's disappointing. I mean, Key was at $20 and it closed at $11.86. It's well run. We have our business accounts there. We like them. We do a little work with their trust department. We like it. Timeliness rating, A is the best. E is exit, is D.
Is what?
D for dog.
Okay.
Jesus.
And it's a great bank. Do you want to own a bank here? That's the real question.
They just got a new CEO, I think.
Yeah. But the banks are under scrutiny, and it is paying 6% by the government. And I guess unwritten word is that the government's on their way to nationalizing the banks, or close to it, by what they're doing. They're not going in there saying we're going to run your bank, but by what they're doing with rates and dividends and earnings, and how can the bank earn money when they make money lending money, but they're not lending because no one's building factories, no one's buying widgets, so to speak, and the unemployment rate is huge.
So loaned out for the small business programs is just probably just a neutral or.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, it's a great bank, though, and you're going to have an opportunity. But I mean, do you own it?
I owned it.
Okay.
Yeah. At this point, it popped up. I don't remember
bucks.
14 or something, 14, and 15. I said, gee, it's a big jump, so I sold and. Just waiting for another opportunity. It seemed to have a lot of strength rapidly during a little bit of positive move in the market.
You've got underlying things like student loans that Sallie Mae is guaranteed when the banks make them, but they're in forbearance, meaning the kids don't have jobs to pay it. The way most of the loans went, the parents or the grandparents signed on to guarantee it, but no one's got money. It's very hard for them to save with this debt overhang, for anyone to save. And, of course, they did it for their kids or grandkids. There's other issues systemically with the economy and banking in particular.
Okay.
Of course, you're supposed to buy when there's blood on the street.
Well,
$9-$10, I think that would be a pretty good.
Well, if you plow through 100, you're going to go lower, to say the least. So,
wasn't it Howard that always said never? Didn't he ever never bought a bank?
Bought a bank. He didn't like him.
He went through the Depression, and did he lose his money in the bank or? His family did or something.
Yes, yeah. He lost everything.
Yeah, he lost everything. Yeah.
On that happy note, I know.
Well, you've got insurance today, and the government will come in and insure up to $250,000. And today they won't let a bank go out of business. They'll merge it with a stronger bank.
Oh, okay.
Just like they did when they merged Merrill Lynch with Bank of America in 2008. Merrill Lynch was broke.
Yeah, and looking at a long-term chart, if it broke significantly below 100, it could drop to 70. So
I'm talking about Key Corp.
Oh, now you are?
Key. No,
how'd you get to that?
He called on Key.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering.
Why'd you go to M&T then?
They're all looking the same.
Oh,
if you look at M&T.
I was crawling under the desk, so I don't know what the heck you were talking about.
Is that what
about.
It was? I thought I'm very honest.
Anyway.
Because you kept saying $100 a share, and it's a lot.
Right, yeah.
What does M&T pay? What's the dividend on M&T?
The dividend is, it pays 4.4.
Okay.
It's well run. We know it. But, you could see, again, $85-$90 on that guy.
Okay.
And at the worst, in 2008, when we had the banking crisis, it was at 29.
Yeah, and the Fed has put a little cloud over the banks of uncertainty.
You're being kind.
little cloud. and not a white cloud, you know. So.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot, Jerry.
Take care.
So you didn't answer Beyond Meat, but no one apparently, McDonald's said we're not going to buy your stuff in Canada yesterday, and that fell. And for Facebook, you know, these are all the darlings.
Yeah, but is McDonald's not going with anybody with meatless?
Starbucks is going with the other meat company that's not public.
Well,
no, I mean, no meat company.
Well, I will tell you that a couple of the people I know, which is a very small sample, in general, like Impossible better than Beyond, you know.
Well, we were able to buy Beyond Meat burgers in the public supermarket in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought, I think, four come in a package. And we grilled them out just like we would regular burgers. And I think we ate them. But my wife said, I don't care for this. And I said, I don't either. And it left an aftertaste mm-hmm. in your mouth. And we threw the other two burgers out. We just couldn't eat. You know, I hate to waste, but.
Yeah. But.
Enough.
Does that affect the stock? Who knows?
What do I know?
No, it's not that. I mean, it's like I always told people, you know, the first time I went to, it was a Chipotle, walked in, I said, what a dump. Who would eat in this place?
I did the same thing.
Yeah,
shame on me.
Right.
Now, having said that, Beyond Meat is going to be big in China because they're agricultural based.
Yep.
And they're going to have a real inroad there, and they're setting up there. Earnings-wise, it should do very good.
Yeah.
Taste-wise, not for me, but, you know,
but
I'm not.
What do we know, right? But I agree. I mean, I can't. I learned my lesson with Chipotle there because I watched it skyrocket for years, you know. And I still think it looks like a dump.
And then you had all the news about the bacteria and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
But that's the way they make all the money, you know. Yeah. They don't put any money into the store, that's for sure. You know, so anyway.
How's the chat room?
Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. 803-1520. Well, the only last thing we had was Art commenting about Bill, and he wanted to know if Bill remembered Pep Boys and Strauss stores as the usual auto supply stores in the 50s. I was too young. I wouldn't remember it.
Well,
Bill might.
Yeah, when you look at the 197 sectors, and I'm not sure I can even know how to do this, on IBD, auto stores, those kinds of auto stores are in the top 20, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a pretty big deal.
Pretty good. Yeah. Now, one interesting thing in Barron's this weekend that people should be aware of, the five largest names, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft, now make up 27% of the S&P.
And 40% of the Qs.
Yeah. So if they ever really get hit, you could see the S&P and Qs take a dive. And another thing, I always told people, be careful about people who come on the media. Don't buy stuff just because, you know, they say it. And this one service I get pointed out that, you know, they looked into quite a few people who came on TV and they were saying, oh, you should buy this stock. And at the same time, after investigating these private exchanges, so what they do is they come on and they hype the stock on TV, and then in the private exchanges, they're selling it. And they said they have pretty good evidence that this has been the case very often. Doesn't mean everybody does that, but be careful, you know, when somebody's out there making a big buy recommendation. We all remember Ackerman, you know, the world was coming to an end. And
Dan Dorfman used to do it. He's dead.
Yeah, well, he's dead. But
he used to pump a stock.
But now they do it by coming on, and then they go to a private exchange and do the opposite. So be very careful about that. You know. So we always said be careful about any recommendation on any show or any stock that's discussed.
Do
your own research. We always say.
Auto manufacturers are number two on the list, and, of course, they use auto parts. So there
you go. Now, did you know that this year there's only, I think, maybe three sectors up for the year at most?
Let me guess.
Take a guess. Big guess.
Technology, is that a sector?
That's it. Two sectors.
What about retail?
No, two sectors.
Retail technology or retail?
No, technology and semiconductors.
And semis, okay.
The top three are technology, semiconductors, consumer discretionary, which is only down 1.3. Yeah. And the only ones that have beaten the S&P so far are technology, semiconductors, consumer discretionary, healthcare. That's it. Now, what are the bottom? What's the worst?
Well, that I don't know.
Energy. What's the second worst?
I should know because I'm a bottom fisher.
The second worst, financials. So energies are down 39% for the year, financials 27%. And closely following, guess what? Transportation, down 20%. So, you know, those have been the terrible areas. So if you're bottom fisher, those are the areas to play, I guess.
But I guess I'm an energy guy one way or the other, but I'm a big stock, like Chevron or something.
Yeah, you don't play the small oil companies.
That's where you can make a lot of money, but I don't understand it.
Okay.
And Warren Buffett said, don't ever buy anything you don't understand.
Now, what time is it? We may be near the end of the show.
I think we are
at the end of the show.
So, as we always say, we're on next week at 10. Rebroadcast from 12 to 1, unless it's a sporting good event. Keep a little powder dry, and good night, and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.